news, opinion, and analysis from the USA and the UK. This is USA Votes 2016.
Hello, I'm Mark Briggs.
And I'm Olivia Shortall.
It's November the 8th, the date of one of the most monumental events in US and world history.
Of course, it's this man.
We don't need Jay-Z or Beyonce. We don't need Lady Gaga. All we need is great ideas to make America great again. That's all we need.
Against this woman.
So it is not just my name or Donald Trump's name on the ballot. Every issue you care about is at stake.
Good afternoon, I'm Adam Gocha and I'll be reporting live from near Washington DC, the University of Maryland.
We'll be here on the radio all night, passing the baton back and forth to TV, bringing you the results as they come in.
Hearing from our pundits and experts both here and in the States.
So don't worry if you're a bit confused about how it all works. Some of us are too, and we'll be attempting to change that throughout the night.
You won't miss a result here on USA Votes 2016.
So, Mark, I mean, it's set to be a very unexpected night, I suppose.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be an interesting night to see whether we're going to get the first ever female president or if Donald Trump is going to upset the apple cart and end up winning for the Republicans.
It's sure to be one to tune into, worth staying up for, I suppose.
Yep, and we'll be back soon. But first, over to Josh Anderson Gray with the latest news.
Thank you, Mark. Durham in North Carolina asked to extend their poll time by 90 minutes, which may affect the time the state's vote is due to come out. The state was to be one of the first to give results, along with Ohio and Georgia, at midnight. The Trump campaign has launched a lawsuit claiming Clark County in Nevada permitted illegal early voting. This comes after polls show Clinton with a narrow victory, but Trump argued that they were intentionally wrong during his last hours of campaigning yesterday.
At least we know it. And people in this country, I think because of us, have never known it so obviously as they do now. The system is totally rigged.
First early exit polls are coming out and show that most people who have voted are feeling uneasy about the election, with 71% of people feeling nervous according to a Politico exit poll. This could well affect the mood of the country long after the final results are counted. Not only that, VoteCaster are giving Clinton a 4-point lead in the crucial swing state of Florida, which closed it at 1 a.m. Finally, in regards to Trump's website, the poo has hit the fan after someone was able to hack into the Republicans' official site and replace the banner with a cartoon poop emoji earlier this evening. It has since been disposed of. Over to you, Mark and Olivia.
Oh, well, thank you, Josh, for that. That was rather interesting, actually. Quite funny about the poop emoji.
Yeah, it's funny that some of the things that have come up in this campaign that Donald Trump has brought to it, and even like such as things as his Twitter account, that's really added a new aspect to
this. I know, and obviously yesterday we found out that Donald Trump was no longer allowed to tweet from his Twitter. I believe it was taken over by campaign members, so another interesting key aspect of the campaign. So we're joined by our Washington DC correspondent Adam Gocha, who has the latest with what's going on over in the US.
So Adam, could you give us a feel for what the atmosphere is like over there right now?
Hi guys, yeah, the atmosphere is quite tense, I think, at the moment. It's relatively relaxed, but it will build up. I think a lot of people are just quite curious really about what's going to happen. When the first states go red or blue, I think then we'll start seeing a lot of concerned faces or a lot of happy faces. We'll have to wait and see.
So in terms of Washington, obviously that's where you are. Is there a feel for which way it's going to swing tonight?
Yeah, it's very much a blue state, Washington. We've seen a lot of Hillary signs. We've seen some Trump signs, but they have been very, very heavily outweighed.
And in terms of the country as a whole, are you still feeling this general Hillary vibe, or is there an aspect that Trump could actually win tonight?
Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you look at Brexit and you look at the majority Conservative government we had a few years ago, and you think they weren't supposed to happen or they weren't expected to happen. But right now it does, you get a very big vibe that Hillary is going to become the first ever female president. But again, you'll have to wait and see. Expect the unexpected, I think.
Yeah, so I noticed you picked up on Brexit there. Of course, that's what we've been speaking about recently, about the Brexit effect. I guess, as you said, expect the unexpected. That's a feel which probably most people around the world are definitely feeling right now, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been travelling all over the city around Washington, D.C., and, you know, now we're at the University of Maryland. We've been having a lot of different taxi drivers. The first thing they ask us when they hear we're British and we're here to cover the election, what about Brexit? Did you expect Brexit to happen? We tell them, no, we didn't, but you've just got to wait and see. We'll see. Right now, it's too early to tell, but right now the polls are suggesting that Hillary will become the president.
And finally, Adam, before we speak to you later, what time are we expecting some of the results to come in tonight?
Well, the first poll should be closing in about 9 minutes at this point, and then I guess the states will turn either red or blue, depending on that. And then throughout the night, every few hours, a few more polls will close and a few more states will turn either Democratic or Republican.
Thank you very much, Adam. So, Fox and CNN have been covering the election all day. Our correspondents, Emily and Charlotte, join us now to give us a lowdown on the latest speculation.
So, Emily and Charlotte, what are the main points of conversation on American news right now that you've picked up on?
Okay, so this evening I've been focusing on CNN, and they have spoke about what Josh spoke about previously in the bulletin. So, for example, Durham and North Carolina have asked to extend their poll time by 90 minutes. Now, North Carolina was due to come out at midnight our time, so them extending the poll will affect what time their votes come out. And obviously North Carolina is a big one for Trump because he needs that to secure a place in the White House along with Florida and Ohio. Petty?
Yeah, they're talking about different things. In terms of talking about conceding, they've got correspondence with both Clinton and Trump's parties. Clinton has apparently written both an acceptance speech and a conceding speech, so she is prepared to lose graciously. Whereas Trump said he will see if he will concede or if he will write a speech. So it's not a requirement, but it's said to unite a country and show support if the losing candidate does concede. They had a kind of topic on how to handle if you win or if you lose. Everyone has said they both need to put the country first, no matter what the outcome. It's got to be patriotism and unity first.
It's certainly going to be an interesting thing if Donald Trump does become a sore loser in this. And we saw, I think, in the election in 2000 between Al Gore and George Bush, that it took like a month for some of the results to be recounted. But in this, Trump could end up delaying it for days and weeks to come.
I think Trump probably will be a sore loser, just personally saying that, as he hasn't admitted if he will concede, whereas most candidates normally do. The fact that he's putting it in the air kind of shows he may completely turn it around and try to get all the votes counted again, just so he is sure that he has lost. I feel like he definitely needs it for his ego.
He is definitely going to be waiting for that last vote at Alaska. I think they close at 6 a.m. our time. That is the last polling station, so he'll definitely be waiting for that one.
I think it's only worth 3 electoral votes, yeah. But those 3 to him could mean the world. So I think
they could count. Yeah. So obviously you speak about the chance that he may not concede. Do you feel like that maybe comes from his lack or his absence of a political background in comparison to what Hillary Clinton clearly has?
Yeah, I think she's definitely got the more experience on how to handle situations. Obviously, she was a Secretary of State and she's a First Lady, so she knows what it's like definitely in the White House. I think also he's a businessman. He's very, personally, I'd say he's very egotistical. So I think if he doesn't get his way, I think his lack of experience in how to handle politics and to be diplomatic will definitely show a huge side of him, yeah.
Brilliant to hear from you, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again later in the evening.
Yep, thank you very much. So Shannon Milligan is in Pennsylvania, and she's actually hosting a dorm party to celebrate the US election.
So Shannon, you're there now. What could you tell us about the atmosphere?
Right now it's kind of quiet because we're still waiting for the polls to close, and they close in about a half an hour our time, so we're just going to wait and see what happens.
So what can you tell us about these dorm parties? I mean, it's not necessarily something that we know very much about over here in the UK. Why do people host these election parties?
I think it's just because I go to school in New Hampshire, so we're a swing state, and we are very into what's going on right now, and a lot of what's happening is revolving around college students. So we want to make sure that we know right away what's happening, and a lot of us are scared for what could happen because depending on who wins, our tuition could go up. And just living in a dorm is such a great atmosphere that we're such a close-knit community and we all know how each other feels about the election. So just being there to support one another when we do find out the results.
And finally, Shannon, has everyone there voted? Do you also, you're saying they're all engaged. It's, I'm presuming it's quite a pro-Hillary camp over there.
Oh, very much so. If you walk around, everyone's talking about Hillary. If you hear someone talking about Trump, you get really discouraged and try to talk them out of it. But I'm trying to keep an open mind, and you can like whoever you want. So, and what's going to happen is going to happen.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. So we're over to Danny Williams and Ben Rawlings. They are our political pundits, and they are with us in the studio now.
So Danny and Ben, the final polls, or the polls of polls, were coming in earlier on, and it was giving Clinton a 4-point lead. We've got the exit polls to come. Are we any clearer on what's happened with that now?
Well, I think looking at the polls, as you've said, Clinton has had a 4-point lead quite consistently, but at the same time, you look at other polls and Donald Trump's had up to a 2 to 3-point lead. So Brexit has been mentioned a few times tonight, and the polls were suggesting then that there was a certain lead for Remain. So I think looking at this, there's going to be a lot of shy Trump, shy Clinton factors involved. So although the polls suggest one thing, we could be looking at a completely different aspect.
So you've spoken about that, so obviously you know a lot about the campaign. I mean, what have you individually made of the campaign as a whole?
Well, from both sides, more so Trump, it has been quite a hot and heavy, quite dirty campaign trying to slate the other. It's definitely been a campaign tactic for Trump to slate Clinton, but it's probably been easier for Clinton to slate Trump, but she's done it less. She's focused a bit more on herself than Trump has focused on himself, hisself.
I would say it's been an extremely aggressive campaign. One,
of course.
Like, you look at American politics as a whole, and it's usually quite an aggressive because of the money involved in the campaign process. It lasts a year and a half to 2 years sometimes. Mm. There is usually an awful lot of aggression and negative campaign, and this one is, well, it's been more so than previous.
And it seems to be unprecedented, some of the things that have been going on in this campaign, with the things Trump's been saying, with the personal attacks on each other. And I just feel like we haven't learnt about any of the policies that any of them are going to deliver.
Well, again, we could talk about Brexit here, because there was the same sort of argument across that. It was quite a big thing to talk about, and there was this sort of... There isn't a talk about policy, but more a case of talk about why.
Okay, so we're just going to cut to breaking news. A polling station in Carolina is on lockdown.
In California,
I apologise. On lockdown after shots were fired nearby in a residential neighbourhood. CNN has reported that 2 people have been injured.
And we'll bring you more on the breaking news as we get it later here on the radio and the TV throughout this evening. But we're just going to quickly go back to a point we were saying. What are you thinking about this latest news here? That's unbelievable.
It's quite scary to look at, to be honest. Obviously, polls haven't closed, and you know, you could talk about security policy. I think Ben is going to be talking about security policy tonight, and this is something that could be. This is something that could be extremely, like, pushing forward a vote towards either candidate who, like, this is the sort of fear factor that people are looking at in all elections.
Well, thank you for that. So thank you for coming and speaking to us. So before midnight, Chloe and Chuck, who will also be presenting later, have been speaking exclusively to Bournemouth Uni's politics programme leader, Shelley Thompson, about how the US electoral system works.
There's a total of 538 electors in the Electoral College, and each state has a proportion based on population.
Yeah.
And so the biggest states have the most electors.
So join us for that and more in just over 15 minutes' time. Before that, though, we'll hand back to our colleagues in TV.
USA Votes 2016.